Delsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go On the Range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by Vehicle Assurance.
And good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearlie sitting next to me, and we're in the ESPN studios, and we formatted this show like a round of golf. And the first segment's called the On the Range segment. It's brought to you by Vehicle Assurance. If you need some coverage for your car, they've got it for you. Call them at 866-341-9255. Also, check out our social media outlets. It's incredibly important. Pearlie,
you are like an advertising swami, right? You are an advertising swami.
I'm a swami. I'm a swami, all right.
How good is he doing these commercials?
He's fantastic.
There was a day where, what did it take, 6-8 takes on each time?
At least.
Now it's just free flow.
He's doing a show. Don't go giving away all our secrets, our social media outlets. Let's just skip them.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
Nobody cares anyways. I want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue at Donahue Painting and Refinishing for supporting the show. They're phenomenal people. They've got professionals. They come in your home. Outside, whatever you need, they have it for you. 314-805-2132. All right, Pearl, our show today. We've got some fun stuff. We've got an episode of Whack and Chase. That continues to, we got people calling in. So gradually, slowly but surely. Folks, if you want to call in and be on Whack and Chase, if you want us to try not to make too much fun of your problems and actually sincerely help you.
Absolutely help you.
You know, it's a process.
It is a process. Yeah.
But jay@jaydelsinggolf.com, you can email me and we'll set up a time and we'll jump on and we'll have some fun with it. But gosh, we have Jeff Palazzaro on. He is a co-founder of a company called 18 Strong. It's become extremely popular. It's local here in St. Louis, but it's they just created an app for their program. And people are like, you guys are always touting these fitness programs. Pearl, this is a fitness program for the everyday guy. This is not like, Brooks Koepka is, doing 50-pound curls. This is not that. So I'm excited to bring that up for both men and women. And so it's pretty cool. Pearl, I got to give a shout out. We talked about a couple weeks ago, we talked about Jessica Korda kicking ass and winning the Diamond Resort LPGA first event. Well, a couple weeks ago, her little sister, Nellie, just went ahead and knocked off her fourth PGA Tour win, second tournament of the year. The Korda sisters are 2-for-2 in 2021. And what I love about it, Pearl, is that watch these girls play. They play a really athletic game. You know, they're not the strongest and they're not smashing it like, but man, these girls really are athletic and they score their butts off.
It's a blend. It's not so much all the new stuff. It's kind of throwback, new stuff blend. Elegant, beautiful.
It's a great word. The elegance is great. We're not talking at all about their physical characteristics, but they are good-looking women. But that's completely beside the point. Their dad and mom were both professional tennis players, stud athletes, and these girls have taken to the game, and I just love watching them play.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty damn cool. We also had Annika Sörenström coming back and played her first event in 13 years. She actually made the cut, didn't play well. Shot 79.
How can you? They say, it didn't play well. She's not playing anymore.
Right.
And to go out there and just tee that up and all of a sudden those things that were automatic for her years ago, she's a mom, she's a wife, she's doing incredible fundraising, business building, ambassador type of work. What an impressive person she is and career she's had.
Every time
she's somebody, when they start talking on TV, normally I turn it off. I just like everything that lady does.
I agree. She was such a, the greatest of all time, such an incredible player and competitor. And when they interviewed her after playing, and she's like, I don't have the drive to do this anymore. Plus, I don't even know if I could anymore at my age. And it's just not the way it was meant to be for her. And I thought that was amazing because, you know, Pearl, it's really hard when you start putting the GOAT titles on people, the greatest of all time, and they come out and, you know, all of a sudden kick into those competitive gears. It's awesome that she's got that sort of awareness to be like, you know what? That's me. This isn't me anymore. I'm glad I came out here. She got an incredible reception from the players, just as you would imagine.
Well, she's the tiger of the ladies' tour, or certainly one of them that blazed the trail. She's the one that teed it up with the guys on several different types of occasions and held her own.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So that was good to see. Always trying to, and I'm trying to get some of the gals to come on the show. I think it would be fantastic. I've reached out to Lexi Thompson. I've trying to get in touch with the Korda sisters and just get some of those players to come on the show so we can just get a different, fresh perspective
about
the LPGA Tour.
Step it up, meet. Get on that. Let's get some of the ladies on here. There's some great personalities out there.
I'm already on it. We got it, man.
No, not on it. Accomplishing something.
Oh, all right, fine.
all right, so the tip of the cap this week. And the tip of the cap is brought to you by Dean Team of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303. Had to do this, bro. The tip of the cap is for all the PGA Tour players and some of the Champions Tour players that were at the Workday World Golf Championship and the Coligard event in Tucson that honored Tiger with their wearing the red shirts and the black. I know we talked about that on the show last week, but the tip of the cap goes to those guys for go ahead and doing it anyway. I thought about trying to include the tip of the cap in while we were talking with it. I thought it'd be too much.
Well, that was a lot of fun stories since then, so I like that. And I think honoring that type of thing is good. I think they set the tone for let's just wish him well and that kind of stuff. You know, the hard part for me was, you know, I'll get emotional on this. It was so cool to watch him play with his son.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely was. And to see that and to see how much he cared about it and everything.
But you want that to happen again.
Yeah, absolutely. And we sure hope it does. So the tip of the cap goes to them, and it's brought to you by my buddy Colin Burnt at the Dean Team of Kirkwood. 314-966-0303. You need a car. You need service. Colin's a great guy. Give him a call, and he will help you out. All right, so we're going to take a short break and come back to you with the front nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hello, friends. This is Jim Nance, and you are listening to Golf with my friend Jay Delsing.
Wilson Pools Plus has been beautifying homes in the Metro St. Louis area for over 30 years. They're a family-owned, full-service pool company. Whether you want to add a pool, landscaping, patios, or just have them service your existing pools, Wilson Pools Plus can handle any job. You can reach them at 314-421-1301, or if you're calling from the east side, 618-632-2386. You can also check them out on the web at wilsonpoolsplus.com.
Marcone Appliance Parts Company needs to recognize their own for reaching the highest level of excellence achievable. Southeast Region General Manager Terry Jones is a 25-year employee of Marcone and a most respected veteran of the appliance service industry. His team of 30 makes sure that consumers from Charlotte to Tallahassee to Key West get the genuine parts they need to keep their major appliances humming using incredible next-day service. Terry turned down the understudy, lead role as Crocodile Dundee, opting instead for the honest life of making sure original factory parts are there when you need them. Well played, Terry and Southeast team. Thanks for your tremendous effort and dedication. It's great to be on your team. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric parts.
Many of us have friends or have personally experienced knee replacement. I recently have gone through this procedure. My friends at SSM Health Physical Therapy have literally got me back on my feet. I could not be happier with the one-on-one care that I received. Being treated with the latest techniques and the experienced staff, I feel like my old self again. Let my friends at SSM Health Physical Therapy get you out of pain and back to your life. There's 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Front Nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay Perley, sitting right here with me, and we're headed to the Front Nine, brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic. Folks, I'm a broken record, and I don't care. I love being ambassador for Ascension. This Ascension Charity Classic, we have a conference call every other Tuesday, and we keep getting more and more of these corporate citizens in St. Louis that are jumping on board to support the event. If you want to play a pro-am, if your company wants to get involved, you can call or reach out to me, Jay, at jdelsinggolf.com. Anywhere. Just let us know and talk to us about it, because it's going to be an awesome event. And you come out and see. When is the other time you're going to get to see you caddy?
Hey, I want to tell you something about that. When I was in Arizona, I carried at least 6 rounds. Carried in, the other guys were in carts, zipping all over the place. I put that puppy on my back, weighted it down with an extra couple dozen golf balls because I needed them. And walk through the desert, did all that kind of stuff to get in shape. I'm starting early. I'm going to be ready. I hope my player is ready.
Yeah, me too. I hope your player is too. Whoever you get in the parking lot meet. You've never seen a human being walk faster than Pearly. You throw a refrigerator on his back, and the dude can still pick him up and lay him down out there.
I'm excited to see this. I can't wait.
Let me tell you something, Meat. If Jay's making birdies, you can put a refrigerator on my back. If he's not making birdies, take the bag away from me. I can still barely keep up. All about momentum and birdies.
That's exactly right. All right, so guys, we're going to go to this visit I had with Jeff Pelizzero. Again, Jeff's the co-founder of 18 Strong. It's a cool fitness program built for everyday man or woman, and it's designed to help your golf game. So let's go talk to Jeff.
Is it his time?
Yes! There it is! Can you believe it?
Jeff Pelizzero is brought to you by Golden Tee.
First of all, you got to tell us about 18 Strong. The name is, it's just a phenomenal name.
Yeah, I mean, the name is one of those things where, you know, this was back in 2014 when I was just kind of getting into the online stuff, trying to think of, you know, what we could call this new venture that we were going to start doing. And, you know, I don't know if anybody out there has started a business or been online looking for domain names, but it's, you know, there's so many domain names that are all taken up. And so, you know, you're trying to mesh different things, trying to come up with your company name, and it's golf and fitness and strength and, you know, trying to put all these things together. And I probably typed in, you know, 10 different domain names that I thought were awesome, and they're all taken. And I'm like, man, 18 strong, it's 18 holes. We want to be strong the whole time. That's pretty good. There's no way that's going to be available. Type it in. It's available. Boom. Hit the credit card. And that was it. It was just kind of a luck of the draw kind of a thing.
Well, so let's give folks a little bit of a background for you. First of all, first and foremost, I know you're a great family man. You got 3 kids. You and your wife live here in St. Louis. But let's talk about the fitness background, because you have some PTI training. You're a licensed PTI guy. A TPI guy, sorry. And also Plain Truth Level 1. Talk to us a little bit about, because folks, 18 Strong is going to change the way you approach your golf game. I'm certain of it, and I can't wait to tell people about it.
Yeah. So my background is, as you mentioned, grew up in St. Louis, really played soccer all of my life. I didn't really get into golf at all until my late 20s when I started working with golfers. So I grew up playing soccer in a soccer family here in St. Louis, went to school in Kansas City, got my degree in physical therapy, master's degree in physical therapy, came back to St. Louis and started practicing in the clinic. And, you know, was just working with your traditional outpatient orthopedic, working with a few athletes here and there, some sports related injuries, but a lot of chronic, you know, back pain, neck pain, the typical post-surgical things, ACL repairs, and did that for about 6 years. And then was introduced to an opportunity to work for a golf fitness company here in St. Louis, where that was 2008, when really golf fitness wasn't even a thing back then. And so I kind of had the opportunity to learn about golf. I knew that I had the skills to help golfers with their injuries and the way that their body moved, but didn't really know that much about the game, and kind of really got invested in learning about the game, trying to play the game myself. And then, like everybody that's listening to this show, caught the bug and caught the love of the game, and just knew that I wanted to continue to do more in the world of golf. And so that's when I continued to pursue this path of fitness. I was in the clinical setting. I was getting a little bit kind of run down with the amount of patients that we're seeing, you know, the insurance stuff that you had to deal with, running a clinic. And it was like, man, a great opportunity to get involved in sports, which I've always loved my entire life. But here's a sport that I didn't really know that much about. So just dove headfirst into that. And then I had an opportunity to start a business called Elevated Performance with my buddy John Benny. And he worked with a lot of hockey players here in St. Louis and start to see what some of these elite athletes were doing in their workouts and how they train. And so kind of learned a lot from John and some of the other coaches that were there, one being Tony Soib, who worked with a lot of Rams players, Cardinals players, and started to figure out, like, if we could mesh my background with the PT side with some of the strength and conditioning stuff that I started to learn, these golfers, and I'm talking not, you know, elite level golfers, not pro golfers, I'm talking regular everyday golfers. If we could kind of teach them some of these things and integrate that into their training programs, then these guys started to see great results, and it just kind of went from there. And then we decided, how do we get this out to more golfers? And that's really where 18 Strong came from.
Well, Jeff, the thing that I absolutely love, and I said earlier in this interview, is that this is for the everyday guy. This is not for the elite college player. This is not for the elite, you know, LPGA player, even though this could help them. But this is a program designed for every single guy that plays a game.
Yeah, I mean, our mission is to really inspire golfers to be stronger. And we mean that in the physical sense, but also in all respects. And, you know, we realized that, you know, Joe Smith isn't going to be, he doesn't have the time. He doesn't have a medical staff. He doesn't have, you know, he's got all these other things just like me, a family, kids, a job, maybe owns a business. He's got other priorities than to train 4 hours a day to go play golf better, right? And there's so many other factors in his life where he needs to be strong. He needs to be able to move properly. He needs to not hurt himself so he can do the thing that he loves to do on the weekend and go play golf. And I think that so many of us, we kind of see these things on the internet. We see on Instagram all these fancy exercises and these golf-specific drills, and we lose the sight that if we just did some basic things and we just took care of ourselves and started to work with a plan, that you would see so many improvements in your golf game, even though you're not doing quote unquote golf specific stuff all the time. You're not doing a bunch of medicine ball throws and, you know, a bunch of rotation drills. But I find that too many guys that are my age or even younger, I'm 42, but I've seen a ton of guys that are, you know, 30, 40, 50, and they're already kind of starting to give up on the fact that they can be in shape the way that they want to be. They're working hard. They're doing all these things, and they kind of neglect that. They love to go play golf. They'd love to play better, but they don't realize that just by doing a couple simple things, which is really what we pride ourselves on, is doing the simple things, that they can make a huge, huge difference in their strength on the course, their distance on the course, their endurance on the course, all of those things.
No, there's no question. And Jeff, the crossover here is massive. And what I mean by that is you're talking about, I love you guys kind of have a model, the stronger we are, the better we play. But you know what, with what you're providing for the average Joe, it's going to cross over in other parts of his life. It's going to make him or her a better mom or dad. It's going to give them a better quality of life, all sorts of things. We're not talking about a tour player like workout that's going to take hours in the gym pushing around a bunch of heavy weights.
No, we're not. I mean, we really preach the fact that strength is kind of the big key that we focus on. But the very first thing that we have people do is a simple, very simple daily motion routine where you're simply getting your body moving, you know, your joints, your neck, your shoulders, your hips. And it takes, you know, 5-10 minutes. And just doing that is going to prepare you for the rest of your day, but it's also going to help reduce a lot of the issues that you have as far as getting, you know, possible injuries and things like that. Now, the cool part, though, Jay, is that, you know, I had a chance to work with Adam Long several years ago and still work with him a little bit with some giving him some programs and things like that here and there. But most of the stuff that we do with our golfers, again, it's not rocket science stuff. It's the same stuff that I would give Adam Long to do, but it's just tailored a little bit differently or a little bit more simplified for the guy that's either doing it in his basement or his garage or his home gym or going to, you know, the gym down the street. And it's geared to be able to be broken up. So it doesn't take, you know, an hour and a half to go get your workout in. Now I'm a guy that I love to go in. I love to, you know, kind of do the weights and things like that. And that's a big part of our program, but we make sure that it, you know, it takes 40 minutes, 45 minutes on our weight workouts. We do some little movement routines. We teach you how to do, you know, like some high intensity stuff so you can get some of the cardio, but again, not taking up massive amounts of your time.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing that turns people off the most, Jeff, is the time commitment. They're like, look at, man, I've got a couple of kids, my wife, I'm working my ass off this, that, the other thing. I don't have 3 hours in my day to dedicate, you know, 4 times a week to this kind of program.
Yeah. I mean, people don't, they think that they have to put hours and hours in. And it really doesn't. We preach all the time that it's doing the simple things, but doing them very consistently. And if you have just some semblance of a workout, and I don't really care what you're doing, if you're doing an 18 strong program, if you're going to your local gym, if you have your own thing, but it's, if you just go into the gym and you're just kind of winging it, that's when the trouble arises. Because if you don't have a plan of what you need to get done that day, then you're likely not going to do it, or you're just going to kind of make something up. The beauty of having something that's laid out for you or laying something out for yourself is that you know that you're covering all of your bases. You know that you're hitting the right parts of the body, and that's what we want to do for the golfer. It's not, you know, doing an old football player's workout program. It's what does a golfer need? A golfer needs to have a strong lower body. They need to be able to move well. They need good range of motion. They need to be able to rotate. They need to be able to balance. They need to be able to do all of these things, keep good posture, and they need to be able to do it for 18 holes so they can be as strong on the last green as they were on the first tee box. But they also need to be able to go pick up their kids. They need to be able to get up and down off the floor. They need to go put the luggage in the overhead bin in the airplane and not hurt themselves. So all of these different things are wrapped into, you know, why it's so important for you to just move more and to make sure that you're strong in the right areas.
John, I keep saying this, but I feel like people get, you know, there really truly hasn't been enough definition, Pearl, between the tour player and the regular player when it comes to golf exercise. And I think what Jeff has got, he's got a new app coming out. I think it's really cool.
I know you're impressed with it, and I never really thought much about the distinction, but you believe it's there, and you could tell in your interview that you were digging in at that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so that's going to wrap up the front nine, but don't go anywhere. John and I will be back for the back nine, and we'll wrap up that interview with Jeff at 18 Strong. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hey, everybody, it's Vince Gill. You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
I want to welcome Vehicle Assurance to the Golf with Jay Delsing show. Vehicle Assurance has been in business for over 10 years. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is one of the reasons they have over 1 million satisfied customers. They are known for their painless claims process and their premium vehicle protection plan. If you have a car, they have the correct coverage for you. Find them at vehicleassurance.com or call them at 866-341-9255 for a free quote. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Ed Fogelbach? He proudly serves families and businesses in the St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and the entire metropolitan area, and is ready to review your existing policies to provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Ed Fogelbach at the Fogelbach Agency, 314-398-0101, or stop in today and get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101.
Hey, it's Meat, and you've been spending a lot of time in your home. I get it. I have too. That's what this pandemic has done to us. And with that time at home, if you've been thinking about upgrading your home, maybe a pool, Wilson Pools Plus, those are the people to call. Jay did it. He was recommended by Bernie Federko, and trust me, you will love it. Wilson Pools Plus, not only do they build pools, but they can also completely service the existing pool that you may have, or they can refurbish your deck and patio areas. They can install a new cover, a new heater, you name it, Wilson Pools Plus can handle it. You can reach them now, 314-421-1301, or on the Metro East, call 618-632-2386, or you can also find them online at wilsonpoolsplus.com.
Hey, this is my buddy Joe Schiezer, and he's with USA Mortgage.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing today?
Great, Joe. Thanks so much for the support.
Oh, we really enjoy it. Thank you. We look forward to the show every Sunday morning. We love all the information and all the great tips, and we all sit around the radio on in the morning. I'd love to listen to your show.
Like the good old days,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I get the wife and the kids and the dog, and we wait for Whack and Chase to come on. It's our favorite part of the show. Which one are you? Are you Whack or Chase?
Oh, no, I'm Whack because whack? I'll hit it, and then because Pearlie's also a caddy, he's got to go chase it.
Which he's the chaser.
Yeah, he's got the worst end of the stick there.
Well, we really enjoy it, and thank you so much for having us on the show.
Don't miss the hottest rookie class in PGA Tour Champions history. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club September 6th through the 12th. Join legends Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Hale Irwin to celebrate the PGA Tour Champions' newest event. Professional golf returning to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, pro-am foursomes on sale now. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
I want to tell you about a strength training fitness program that helped me and that can help you. It's called 20 Minutes to Fitness. They have two locations, one in Clayton and one in Chesterfield. Every time you go to the gym with 20 Minutes to Fitness, you work with a professional trainer. They take you through specific machines and with specific exercises that are designed to help your golf game. We're talking about strength, flexibility, and those two components are huge to help you improve your game. Visit 20minutestofitness.com. Your first session is absolutely free. Get off the couch and get in shape.
We're halfway there. It's time for the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The Back Nine is brought to you by Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I am here with Pearlie, and we're headed to the Back Nine that's brought to you by the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers. 314-398-0101 is Ed Fogelbach. His number, if you need any sort of insurance product, personal or corporate, Ed's a great guy. Just spoke with him last week about a few things, and very knowledgeable, very personable. All right, so let's go to the second half of this Jeff Palazzaro interview with 18 Strong.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
One of the greatest displays of courageous golf that anybody has ever seen any place.
Jeff Palazzaro is brought to you by Golden Tee.
Jeff, tell us a little bit about the book you wrote, The Golfer's Guide to a Bogey-Proof Workout.
So The Golfer's Guide to a Bogey-Proof Workout was really, it was early on when we started 18 Strong, and it was one of those projects that I had never really thought that I would ever write a book, but I started to just kind of write down what our main philosophies were. What were the things that I was learning in the strength and conditioning piece? What were some of the things that I had learned from my PT background? And you know, I kind of wanted to get on paper what those were. And we had a lot of people asking through the podcast, you know, about, you know, just give us a plan. We need a plan. And so that was kind of the impetus of writing that book. But really, and it's funny because I'll look at the reviews every now and then on Amazon. And, you know, we have a ton of great reviews. And then I'll get somebody that says, this isn't a golf book. This is just a book on basic strength and conditioning. And I'm like, yeah, that's what this is. It's teaching you how to train more like an athlete would train, because really that's what a golfer needs to be. But it's broken down in really simple philosophies to make sure that you're covering all your bases. And it was meant for somebody that doesn't have a background in strength and conditioning or physical therapy to be able to understand and to be able to put into practice and take with them, read it, and read it very quickly. It's only, I don't know, 120 pages maybe, and hopefully understand and digest the basic principles. And I mean, really, that's what we continue to preach, what's in that book. We, you know, obviously have grown from there, and there's new things that I've learned over the past couple of years that I wish, you know, maybe one of these days I'll go and do a revision of that book and put in some new things that I think are really important that I've learned from those days. But that was really kind of the initial way for us to get the word out about golfers and strengthening and how it can impact their game. I have a great story to kind of go along with why this whole thing started, Jay. Every year I do a Ryder Cup with my buddies from college, my buddies from Kansas City. And we do kind of a Kansas City versus St. Louis, or really East Side versus West Side. And we bounce back and forth. Sometimes it's in St. Louis, sometimes it's in Kansas City. Sometimes we'll go down to Columbia, Missouri. And so we were at the Broadway Hotel, I think that's the name, in the rooftop bar. They have this awesome rooftop bar up top. And we're all sitting there at Saturday night after we played our 27 holes of Ryder Cup style event. And I'm sitting there with my buddy TJ. And TJ and I, you know, we went to school together, and he's got the golf bug hardcore. He's the buddy that invites me to go play in his member guest now. And, you know, he just loves the game. And he started telling me, like, hey, I've started working out, and it's really helping my golf game. And he started telling me what he was doing. And as I'm sitting there, and you know, we're a couple cocktails deep, and, you know, so we're having a good time, and I'm like, TJ, that's all the wrong stuff, dude. You know? He's like, what do you mean? It makes me feel so good to get out there and play, and I feel stronger. And I'm like, that's awesome, and that's the point, but that's not the stuff that you really need to be doing. So, you know, let us help. And that's when I realized, like, the everyday guy, the lawyers like TJ, the, you know, the guys that work a 9-to-5 desk job, the guys that own their own business, they don't have time to go study strength and conditioning and physical therapy and golf specific fitness and get TPI certified. So, like, how can we help them? And that's really where the podcast started. That's where the website started. And the book was really kind of what brought a lot of that out.
Yeah. And Jeff, congratulations. First of all, you got recognized by Golf Digest as one of the 50 best fitness instructors. Excuse me, fitness instructors in 2017 and 18, and then again in 2019 and 2020. And also the podcast, man. I mean, you got 300 plus episodes. You got a rocking YouTube channel with over 1.5 million views and over 20,000 subscribers, which is just incredible. But let's spend just a little bit of time on your newest thing that you got out. The app that you have for our phones makes all of this so simple. I'm looking at mine right now, and it's got my workout log, and it's got all this cool stuff on it. Talk a little bit about the app, and let's dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, would love to. So for the past several years, we had, you know, for a while with the podcast, it was all about just interviewing guests, putting out good information, writing some articles here and there. And after the longest time, you know, so many people were asking, like, hey, can I get a plan, or can I come and see you? And, you know, some people would be from over in Illinois, or we'd get, you know, questions. We always told people, you know, email us with any of your questions. And finally it was like, man, all these people are just asking for what's a program that I would give them to do, or what's a program that we would create. A couple of people on our team now would create for them to do if they were here in person with us. And obviously you can't create something super individualized and specific exactly for one person if you want to get it out to the masses. But we had started to create, our first product was the Golf Body Blueprint. And it was an 8-week program that we put together, and we put it together on PDF sheets and an old Excel spreadsheet. I shot, you know, probably 100 videos for that thing with my iPhone, you know, and we put that together, put it on the website, and started to send that out to the people that were asking. And then we put it up, and it did amazing. And the people that did it, they loved it. It's still probably our most popular product today. And they continue to get great results. They loved the way it felt. And it was easy for them to do. We broke it up so it had a calendar. They knew exactly what to do. And so we created some more products like that. We created kind of a more of a starter version of that. We created what we call our Anywhere program, which is one that you can do anywhere. Clever name. And
we like it when you keep it simple. We golfers need to stay simple.
Yeah, we try to really, really stick with the basics here, Jay. But so we had all these programs and people were ordering them and they were doing them and they were getting great results. And then we were like, man, we need to make this even simpler. We need it so it's easy for people to go to the gym, so they have the video right there in front of them. Because I don't know about you, Jay. I know you're going through physical therapy with your knee, but I've seen so many times when I'll give somebody an exercise to do and then have them go home and do it, or have them do a couple exercises, come back, and then I'll ask them to show me that exercise, and it looks completely different than the way I showed them how to do it. So having that video is crucial to be able to reference back, to see the form, to see what you're doing, to know exactly what that exercise looks like, so you're not just kind of, again, you're not just winging out there. So we finally were able to, and this took, man, it took a lot of hours of loading all the videos. I think we have over 300 or 400 videos in there. We've got all of our programs in there, and we've got it set up where you can go in the app, you can start it on your calendar. It tells you exactly what to do every single day. It lays out your workouts. We go by several different workouts. We do kind of we break it up into lifting. We call them move, lift, burn. So we have like these movement sessions. We've got lifting sessions, and then we've got our burn sessions, which are kind of like a high intensity, kind of a cardio interval that anybody can do. High intensity could be walking faster and then slowing down. So don't be scared by the term high intensity. But basically, we wanted to create an easier way for people to have access to those programs, have it in their pocket. And I'll tell you what, it's been awesome to see people emailing us back, getting results, and it's just been really, really cool.
This is Jeff Pellizzero. He's got everything you need informationally. His company is called 18 Strong. You can go to 18strong.com. You can go to the book he wrote, The Golfer's Guide to a Bogey-Proof Workout. He's got over 300 episodes of a podcast. He's got a YouTube channel. And even the coolest thing, the cherry on top of this whole thing for me, Jeff, is the app. I so appreciate your time. We got to do this again. One of the things I want to leave this interview on is, so many folks ask me, Jeff, what can I do in the winter? What can I do in the winter? This is exactly what to do in the winter.
Absolutely. And Jay, actually, I'm going to throw out a challenge to anybody that really wants to make, just kind of get that first step going. We've got a free trial for the app. So you can go to 18strong.com. You'll see the free trial for the app. Go in there, and you're going to find that the daily motion, our daily motion drill that I was talking about before, it's 5 to 10 minutes. We put it on the calendar for every single day. And we tell our golfers, every single golfer, every single day, I want you doing this routine. And I'm going to challenge the listeners of the show that if you want to feel better, do this, do it for 6 days and then tell us you don't want it. Whatever. You'll know the exercises by then. You can keep doing them without being on the app. But I guarantee that after doing them 6 days in a row, you're going to start to notice that your joints feel different. Your neck feels different, your hips, your back, all of these different things. And simply by moving those joints on a daily basis, you're doing a couple of things. You're getting them. First, you're just providing nourishment, blood flow. You're moving the synovial fluid around, almost like oiling up the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz. But you're also teaching your body to get into these positions that you don't normally get into. You know, we sit at a desk and sit in a car for, you know, 5 days straight, and then we decide we're going to go swing a club at 100 miles an hour and think that's a good idea without moving our body in these positions and don't think we're going to get hurt. So that's my challenge for the listeners. If they're up for it, go to 18strong.com. There's a free trial of the app. Do the daily motion for the next several days, the next week, and see if you don't feel better.
I am telling you, Jeff, thank you so much for your time. Folks, you have got to check out 18strong.com. Check out the app and get your butts off the couch, man. This weather is terrible. This is going to make you feel so much better. Jeff, thanks for sharing all this. And we got to do this again. I just love it.
Absolutely, Jay. It's such an honor to be on and can't wait to do it again.
All right, so John, here's a guy that's an athlete, soccer player, kind of somehow indirectly falls in love with the game and kind of crossing over. And I love the little niche that he's found, and I love how passionate this guy is. You know, it's probably a prerequisite. We don't get many people that aren't passionate about what they do on our shows.
Hopefully nobody. Otherwise, they're not going to be interesting. And I liked his approach to this. I think that working out, exercising, targeted the right way is huge, and you don't have to do it for hours. I just wanted to share because a couple ways he talked about things. Two of the times I felt I got the most out of any exercise, one when I hurt my back playing the Canadian Tour, pulled a rib away from my spine, and I went to Doogie out in Scottsdale. I don't think there was any weights. It was all about sitting up against the wall, doing this, turning your elbow and stuff. I'm thinking, how am I going to get anything out of this? Well, after about 6 weeks of doing that a couple times a week only, it was unbelievable how much it had helped. And I'm doing an exercise right now because I got both problems with both shoulders a little bit from all the skiing in the summer. It takes me all of about 6 minutes in the morning. It's remarkable how good I feel. So when it's targeted, when it makes sense, you don't have to spend hours, and you can really get results.
Yeah, you know, John, so if you get on this 18 Strong app and you look at some of the stuff that they offer, it's really simple stuff. We're talking about, you know, ankle twirls and ankle circles and things like that, and loosening your neck up and stuff you just don't take for you take for granted. At least I do. Man, I spend so much more time behind a desk in my neck. All right, so that's going to wrap up the back nine, but don't go anywhere. John and I will be right back for the 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Many of us have experienced back pain that interrupts our daily life and our activities. Having been a patient at SSM Health Physical Therapy and seeing the one-on-one care, I highly recommend them. Their experienced staff using the latest technique returns patients back to the things they enjoy, whether it's on the golf course, planting flowers, or working in the garden. Let my friends at SSM Health Physical Therapy get you out of pain and back into your life. There's 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In Kansas City, contact Nick Turner at Consumer Service Company. The phone number is 913-541-0438. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric parts.
I want to give a huge shout out and thank you to Whitmore Country Club for sponsoring my show, Golf with Jay Delsing. When you join out at Whitmore, there's 90 holes of golf. You get access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville, and the cart fees are already included in your membership. There's no food and beverage minimums. There's no assessments. They have a 24-hour fitness center, large pool complex, tennis. Man, they've just got great family-oriented stuff. And if you get over there, you got to go in the golf shop, and you have to say hello to my friend Bummer. Bummer is just a delightful guy that would love to help you and your family with your golf game. He and his staff out there run golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments. Couples events are available all year long. If your family is looking for a place where you can hang out, have fun, enjoy good food, golf, sports, just a family-friendly atmosphere, you got to go to Whitmore Country Club. You can reach them at 636-926-9622.
Professional golf returns to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club, September 6th through the 12th. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, and pro-am foursomes are on sale now. All proceeds go to North St. Louis County Charities. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com or call 314-938-2828. PGA Tour Golf is back in the loo. The Ascension Charity Classic.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for more than 90 years, and they can help you too. Talk to Farmers agent Ed Fogelbach today to see if you have the coverage you want for whatever curveballs may come your way. Call 314-398-0101. That's Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101.
We are Farmers.
Hey, this is Jay Delsing. If you're on the market for a new vehicle, you've got to call my buddy Colin Burnt over at the Dean Team of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303. I have a 16-year-old daughter. We bought her a car last year, and these guys have taken great care of us. We bought a used Volkswagen. We just added service last week, and things are going great. If you need any kind of vehicle, call Colin at 314-966-0303. And I just got a text from Colin that said if you mention the Golf with Jay Delsing show, he'll take an additional $500 off of any purchase.
Grab your friends, a cold one, and pull up a chair. We're on to the 19th hole on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Well, thanks for staying with us. We are in the 19th hole, one of my favorite parts of the show, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Appreciate the boys at Michelob Ultra for supporting the show. And we are going to another episode of Whack and Chase.
When it comes to your golf game, do you need help from the experts? We're still looking for those experts, but until then, John and Jay will have to do. It's time for Whack and Chase on Golf with Jay Delsing.
Well, boys, I don't know what the heck you're doing, but we've got the phone lines ringing off the hooks. Another caller today for Whack and Chase, and it's Jeff. Jeff is on the line now.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great, gents. How are you?
Doing just fine.
Oh, thanks so much for calling, Jeff. We really appreciate you calling in for Whack and Chase.
Where are you calling from, Jeff?
So I am in the West County, Manchester area.
Oh, right, right on. We got right a local on. Victim this
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
We just had someone from Milwaukee call in, Jeff, so we didn't feel too bad about screwing up their golf game because they were over in Wisconsin.
So tell us the current reality of the golf. What are you looking for that you'd like Jay to help you with today?
Oh, the easiest thing in golf, eliminating one side of the golf course.
Oh, boy.
I'm just kidding.
I love that. Right.
Like Ben Hogan. But actually what I'm struggling with is similar to what Hogan struggled with early in his career is, you know, I'm playing a nice draw, but that mean hook can really, you know, bite me and just give me some really inconsistent shots.
So, are you a right-handed golfer? So you're talking about trying to eliminate that left side of the golf course?
That's right.
Right on.
So playing the draw or just really eliminating the hook, the hard, hard hook that just takes you out of a hole.
Can you relate to that at all, Jay, trying to eliminate one side of the course?
Absolutely.
It's a big deal, isn't it?
It's a big deal. When you can step onto any hole, let's say you're taking your game on the road somewhere and playing with some buddies, and maybe you're going down to Payne's Valley or some of those cool courses we saw on TV this winter. If you know that the ball's not going, you know, one way or the other, left or right, man, what a good deal it is. Jeff, what sort of game do you have?
A long hitter, play a draw. I haven't been able to play a fade even with my irons in a while. Yeah, I'm a 12-14.
Very good.
Decent short game.
So when
you know those sixes, the doubles and inconsistency that just like takes me out of a hole and makes it a bogey hole almost right off, you know, the bat is a killer though.
When does it pop up for you, Jeff? What's the situation where it occurs most often?
Well, probably when I feel a little rushed, you know, you start groups behind your pressing or something like that, or, you know, maybe feeling a little uncomfortable at a different course I haven't played or with different people.
So when the guys got the needle out, or they're talking in your backswing, or they're up in the bet. Something like that. Do you play for a little bit of cash with your buddies, or is it all for pride?
No, we play for cash. I play better when I'm playing for cash, but I feel like sometimes when you feel that rushed, you know, when you kind of just feel rushed on a course, not even sometimes pressure or money, just that not being able to slow yourself down.
Yeah, that's when that speed, when you get quick, we're not talking about hitting the ball hard now. We're talking about getting quick that gets you out of rhythm. What have you tried, Jeff, to fix this? What have you done? And then tell me what you've tried and what the results were.
Yeah, I mean, one thing is just trying to not think about it, but kind of still having that sense of everyone wants to play so fast now, right? But, like, you got to realize, hey, sometimes slowing myself down might only take, like, 5 seconds, even
right.
10 seconds.
And that's not even going to be a thing.
Like a long time.
Right. That's not even going to be a thing. Nobody's going to notice 5 seconds, right?
So are you talking about 5 seconds slow down in the routine, Jeff? Is that kind of where you're edging, or is it thinking slower in your actual swing? Where's your head on that one?
Routine. Right? Just kind of.
I love it, Jeff.
Too. Don't jump out of the cart, grab your driver, and be the first one up there, Huff. Like, just slow down.
Well, that's what right? I do. What I do when I know I'm hitting sideways, I grab that club, jump out, and swing as fast as I can.
Oh, my gosh. Let's get this thing over with. Absolutely. You know what's funny, Jeff? When I was playing on tour, Don January, an old guy, I don't know if you've ever remember that name, but he told me something. He said, I said, Mr. January, when I am nervous, everything I want to do wants to go so fast. He goes, son, when I'm the day before, you know, the day of a round that I want to, that I'm going to play well in, I wake up and I brush my teeth slowly. And everything after that, I do it even slower.
Jay, he did everything slow. He walked slow. He talked slow. He was a tall, thin guy, right? With a sweet, sweet, rhythmic, slow swing.
That answer killed me. I'm like, dude, I can't do that. I don't even brush my teeth in the morning. I'm so nervous, I forgot to brush my teeth.
Right on.
I think Hogan had some similar comments in his book.
Well, Hogan also drank a half a beer before he teed off too, so that helped him relax a little bit too.
So Jeff, what have you tried to fix this? Like, what have you done, and then what are the results? Because I've got a couple things I want to throw at you, but I want to see where your head is at on how you kind of think that you can cure this.
Yeah, so I did get a lesson kind of mid-season, which that was, I'm going to kind of go back to that this winter now, but they had me move closer to the ball, which I probably think I need to do, but it was almost too big of an in-season adjustment, so I had to kind of step away from it because my results were too bad, and I was, you know, when I pretty much play, I'm playing in leagues and competition. So I do think that that's going to be a big key for me is, actually getting a little closer to the ball and getting a little tighter shoulder turn for more consistency, the results in season weren't great because I didn't have enough time to actually get comfortable with it to where I could bring it to competition.
Hey, Jeff, does your ball ever not hook? Like, I know you see him and he'll hit a fade, but do you ever send one down the right and it just stays right?
I can still very rarely pull off the push fade, which is the block fade.
Yep.
That's very rare. I can hit it straight. It almost always has some right to left on it, though.
Okay, cool.
What would you like, Jeff? At the end of the day, what's a fair first goal you would like to see, what you'd like to be able to accomplish making this eliminating the left side concept? What would be a first step that you would like to see that you would believe you're on the right path?
I think I got to just like professional player in the off season, right? Like go and start working on it and get it look, you know, get a couple lessons and really work on it this winter and start just feeling, you know, getting it to where it feels natural and comfortable.
Okay, so you want to be comfortable with whatever Jay comes up with, whatever this idea is that you move forward with. You want to be comfortable as much as see results, but you want to be comfortable that you're on the right path. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, Jeff, one of the things that I worked on, and you'll see whenever you go to the tour event, I don't know if you got to go to the PGA Championship when it was at Belrive a couple of years ago, but you go out on the range and you watch people working on their alignment, and they're always working on – we were always working on our fundamentals to try to get ourselves to play from the same spot every day so that more of our feels were the same and some of those would match up, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to really pay attention to your fundamentals and your ball position and how far right you get to aiming, okay? Because my guess is that I have no objection. In fact, I think it's cool as hell that you can play a draw all the time.
Absolutely.
I love the fact that you can play a draw all the time. But what I want you to be able to do is not aim so far right and be able to hit less of a draw. Meaning, you know, let's say you've got a tight hole somewhere and you're going to hit, say, a 3-wood or a long iron off the tee just for, you know, placement. And you can start that ball inside the right fairway line and keep it inside the fairway so it doesn't overhook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to suggest to you is watch your ball position. Make sure your ball position doesn't get too far back. So you're right-handed golfer, so it doesn't get too far back towards your right foot. And also watch where you aim that club face and your body. Because what will happen is, my guess is, as you get more and more comfortable, Jeff, you're going to aim farther and farther right. Because you're like, man, I'm hitting this hard draw. I'm going to keep hitting this hard draw. And that's when that hook comes in. Because what happens is your body knows that, oh, my gosh, my target's over here. But I'm aiming farther to the right, I've got to make sure I hook. And then sometimes centrifugal force comes in, the face flips, and that's where your big hook comes in. If you watch and don't aim quite as far right, but still aim right at your target, I still want you to hit the draw, you'll hit a lot tighter shots, Jeff, because you won't feel the need to close that club so fast.
Yeah, I want to throw one other piece out there because I want to give him credit for his pre-shot routine, wanting to keep the right rhythm. So I love what Jay just told you from the mechanical standpoint, but really encourage you to keep trying, even though the results might not always be there on that pre-shot routine. That is absolutely the right thing to work into your game 100%. And I'm going to throw a little psychology at you here as well. Part of that pre-shot is when you're feeling, and the more you kind of plug into the awareness and the sensation, and if you do this for a while, you'll be amazed on how good you can get at it. And when you feel that first little inkling of anxiousness, quickness, grabby, tightness, shortness of swing, back off and start the routine over again. At first, you're going to think, no, I was just fine. And Jay can relate to this, I know, when we were working on the tour all the time. So the more you work at that, the more you're going to say, wow, I'm already feeling that. And I promise you, you can't feel it now, but you work on it for a month or two or 3 months, and you're going to have a whole different sensation of that awareness within your body, and you want to plug into that. I know that's a lot of psychology stuff, but that's a huge, huge piece of it that I would encourage you to go with.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah, right. And you know, Jeff, the way that we end our shows on Whack and Chase is if we help you, please tell everyone you know. Listen to the show. Tell us how great we are. And if we don't help you with this eliminating the left side of the course, tell everybody we never met.
All right, guys. You guys are great.
Thanks for
Jeff. Having me on. I appreciate it.
Really appreciate
it,
you coming
man.
On,
appreciate
Jeff.
It.
Have a great night. Okay, so Pearl, Jeff, the first thing that comes out, loves the game.
Yeah, the second quick thing that comes out is a quick eliminate the left hook part of the golf course. I just spent, as you know, two beautiful months in Arizona. Literally, the first tee, every single round that I wasn't playing by myself, that ball started 20, 30 yards left of my intended start line, hooked quickly, and the only time it didn't go way left is when it wasn't airborne enough to go way left. So when he's talking about it there and we're kind of joking, it's painful to my core. It still gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this, and folks are probably sick of hearing about it, but when I hit those hard hooks, I'm not playing very long. I'm usually booking a flight. I mean, you know, I can't. It just gets you in so much trouble.
And, you know, I know the way out of it, but my brain can't get my body to do it. And it is stunning to me. I'll try to hit a push right pop-up toe job, and it still comes out as a pull snipe hook. And it's just so demoralizing that I'm thinking, great, I got 4.5 hours of play in front of me.
Right. Where do we go from here? Well, you could look at it this way. It could only get better.
Not every time.
Not necessarily. No, so, well, it's fun to see the Whack and Chases continue to kind of pick up. And, folks, we podcast the show. You can listen to Golf with Jay Delsing anywhere you get your podcasts on Apple, Spotify, Buzzsprout. You can go to my site, Jay, at jaydelsinggolf.com, I mean, and pull up all of our shows are archived on my site. So, Pearl, that's going to wrap up another show. Thanks for joining me.
Loved
thanks
it.
For taking good care of us here at the ESPN studios. And that'll do it for another episode. Hit 'em straight, St. Louis.